A shir in the iyun of the Daf Hayomi of this week from Avishai David. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Zayinim and Aleph, Sholchalem Esther the Chachomim Kisvuni Lidoros. Esther asked Chazal, Chachmi Chazal, she should be written up for eternity. Sholchula, they responded to her, Alokasavti Lecha, Shleshim, only three times, Shleshim v'lo Riveim, Achemotzel Mikro Kosa Bateil, till they found the Mokor for adding. Ksov Zos Zikor and Baseba, the Psukim at the end of Beshalach, Ksov Zos Mashikosav Kandu v'mishna Torah. Chazal Dash in the Pasuk at the end of Beshalach, right here, what's written, and in Mishnah Torah, Zikara Mashikosu b'Neviim, B'Sefer Mashikosu b'Megillah. So here we have a Makar, a Pasuk in Chumash. That which is written here, that which is written in Mishnah Torah, that which is written in Neviim, and that which is written in the Megillah. The Gemara says, Ketanoi, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Ksov Zos Mashikosu Kan. Zikaron Mashikosu b'Mishnah Torah, B'Sefer Mashikosu b'Neviim Dvar Rabbi Yeshua. The first opinion of Rabbi Yeshua has three mikoros: that which is written here in Beshalach, Zikaron which is found in Kiseisei and Dvarim, and B'Sefer that which is written in the Neviim. Rabbi Elazar Modo Yomer, Ksov Zos Mashikosu Kan b'Mishnah Torah, Zikaron Mashikosu b'Neviim. So we have a Machlokes Tanoim relating to this issue, three and not four, or four. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Esther in the Metame Seyadayim. That Esther is not Metame Seyadayim. Ask the Gemara, does that mean that Shmuel holds Esther was not written Beruach HaKodesh, when we know Shmuel said Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh? So the Gemara says, a very famous answer. Nemra likrois v'la nemra lichtov. It was said only for the purpose of kriya and not for the purpose of ksiba. And that the Gemara is tekasha, meisvei, and the Gemara proves that v'ester mitamin sayadayim, that it is mitamin sayadayim. So the Gemara says that opinion that holds Esther as mitamin sayadayim is like Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi says, like Rabbi Yeshua who said, Zos, Ksov Zos, Zikaron Basefer, Mashikosu Batera, Zikaron Mashikosu B'Mishnah Torah, B'Sefer Mashikosu B'Neviim, Rabbi Yeshua's position, that he contends there are three Mekoros, three times, Abba B'Megillah, says Rashi, Lonit Nolikose, B'Megillah, there's no basis, no heter for Ksiba, El Lagarsa Alpeh B'Likrosa, only to learn it alpeh, and to read it, kriya. And that's what Rabbi Nechanan also writes, Shileshim v'lo ribeim, three times and not four times, lo nitan li kasev. So Tosfos points out on the spot, what does it mean when the Gemara says, nemra likros lo nemra lichtov, mashma desava demuta likros alpeh, that apparently you see that it's permissible to read it alpeh. The question that can be posed on this statement of Tosfos, which many already question, how could Tosfos argue on a Stam Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Kor Al Peh Lo Yotza, the Megillah cannot be read Al Peh. And Rab is of the opinion in Daf Yud Tesh Amud Aleph, Shekos Tzarech L'Kaiso L'Tefer B'Gidin, that the Megillah has to be written and has to be sewn with sinews, with Gidin. And Rabbi Yochanan says over there as well, Im Korah B'Megillah Aksuvim and Aksuvim Lo Yotza. So how could Tosfos say that Mutar L'Kroisa Alpeh? So apparently, the answer has to be presented along the following lines. The Pei Yeshua and the Mari Barlev, Beirav, in Simon Lamedalad, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, one of the Gdolim of the generation of the Beis Yosef, understand that when the Gemara says, Lo Nitna L'Kose, what it means is Beruach HaKodesh. But with Rabbanon, certainly nitan likasei velikros. So we'll try to explain exactly what that means, but in order to do so, we have to present the Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Bris Klov. The Chiddush HaGris brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechet Megillah. The Yerushalmi writes in the first parak of Megillah, parak Aleph Halacha Aleph. Rab Chelbo, Rab Yossi, B'Shem Rab Lezer, Nema Kan Divrei Shalom Be'emes. Says in the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Be'emes, and it says in the pasuk, Emes Kenevi Al Timkor, Harei Kamitra Shal Torah. That the Megillah is considered to be authentic Torah. Ma Zol Tzvi Chasirutot, Av Zol Tzvi Chasirutot. Just like Torah requires Sirutot, that the lines have to be written in a fashion where one is able to read it in an appropriate kind of fashion, Megillah also requires Sirtot. Secondly, Mazo Nitna Li Dorish, just like Torah lends itself to Drosha, Avzo Nitna Li Dorish. The Yerushalmi continues, Abiyam Yerushalmi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, Megillah Shemasa Shmuel Li David Nitna Li Dorish. The Megillah was given by Shmuel to David HaMelech, lends itself to Drosha. My time, Hakol Bichsav Mi'ad Hashem Olai Hiskil. Says the Yerushalmi, Hakol Bichsav Zuha Maseira. That refers to the Maseira. Mi'ad Hashem Zuha HaKadosh. Olai Hiskil Mikan Shenitna Li Dorish. So here we have a pasuk that the Yerushalmi quotes in order to justify darshaning the Megillah. So the Bris Klov asks, why do I need a Yalfusa? The Megillah says the Nitna Li Dorish. Why is it different than Shar Kisei HaKadosh that obviously one is allowed to darshan? So, going back now to the original question in Asugya, Daf Zayinim and Aleph, that the Gemara says in a very clear kind of way, Nemra Likros on Nemra Lichtov, which seems to be not in sync with all the Gemaras later on in Masechet Megillah. So, Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav explains in a very beautiful way the following Yisod. And this is based on the Tesis that we mentioned as well, that Tesis points out. So the Maribe Rav, Ibrahim Barav, quotes the Tesis who writes that the Megillah of Nitna Likasev, El Ligarsa Alpeh, Vilikraisa, that you're allowed to read it Alpeh. So Tesis apparently wants to avoid another explanation that we would have said the Svarah for Shmuel, according to the Gemara, that he says, Hu di Omar Krab Yeshua, and that Yeshua says, Dabashe Shilashta, we have to Rashoy Leravo. So on the contrary, you see, there are only three Mekoros, and you're not allowed to read the Megillah B'chsav. Dvarim she-B'chsav, Yatov Hashoy Le'omer Balpeh. Dvarim she-Balpeh, Yatov Hashoy Le'kosom. And that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is Nemra, the language. Nemra doesn't say Nitan, but rather it says Nemra. Mashma, there's no mitzvah to write the Megillah. And therefore, you're allowed to read it Balpeh. It's not considered to be Dvarim she-Bichsav. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, from the language of Shmuel, who says that Esther Einu Matamasi Adayin, why do you use such a Lashon? He should have said, you're not allowed to write it down, because there's only a Heter to write it down three times. Dvarim she-Shilashto, Yatov Hashoy Le'Rabo. So mashma from that, that it's mutter to write it. And when the Gemara says, Hu D'Omer K'Rabbi Yeshua, so he holds like him B'Miktsas, but not completely. So you see from the Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav, Rabbi Lazar Modoi, who darshan b'sefer mashikosim in Megillah, he also Megillah says that apparently nitan likose. It's included, it's incorporated in Kisvi HaKodesh, and according to him, Megillah says that it's included in Dvarim she-Bichsav, Yatav Hashoy Le'omer Balpeh, and then you can't read it Balpeh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who darshan b'sefer mashikosim in Devim, and Dvarim she-Shilashtu Yatav Hashoy Le'ravo, Megillah Sefer is Dvarim she-Balpeh, and therefore cannot be read, menaksav. But Shmuel holds like a Bishua b'miktsas, namely that we don't darshin like a balazna madoi b'seve mashikosu b'migila. So in effect, it's nitan likose, it's a davashe b'chsav. And according to Shmuel, it's not called a davashe b'chsav. But we don't hold it entirely like a Yeshua. So we don't hold like the davashe of Yeshua, the davashe shilashta, we have to rashoi l'ravo. And you can't write it down because in effect, it's davashe b'alpeh. But according to Shmuel, Megillas Esther is a davar b'fein atzma shenemra likros v'lanemra lichtov, which means it's not a davar shebichsav because there's no chiyuv to write it down mishum basefer mashagosu b'megillah. It's also not a davar shebalpeh because he doesn't hold the isek siva from the But rather, we would say Ruach HaKodesh Likros without a Chiyuk Siva. But if you wish to write it, you can write it down. So Mutta Likroso Bichsav, you're allowed to read it Bichsav, you're allowed to read it Baal Peh. So, of course, the question is that even if you hold like Shmuel, that he does not hold the Drash Rabbi Yeshua, the Drash Shilash Yuyatar Mashoy Rabo, and there's no Isak Siva, but since the Gemara says Lonit Dan Likosev, and there's no Chiva Ksiva, so it becomes part of Kisri HaKadosh that was Nichta Abinavua, and Dvarim Shebal Peh, so why shouldn't there be the Isar of Dvarim Shebechsav, Yatav Ashoy, Lamin Bal Peh, and Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yatav Ashoy, Lamin Bechsav? This kasha is asked by many, by the Chazon Ish, and by others as well. So I heard, in the name of Sevel Gedolei Yisrael, that they explain, based on the Briskov, in Perek Beis, Zichus Begila, Lachates. Briskov is Mechadish. There are two dinim of Ksiva b'Megillah. One is a din that the Megillah has to be written, and that's a separate din of Ksiva, which has nothing to do with Kisvi HaKadosh. Esther and Mordechai decided to write the Megillah after the event occurred, Lashana Habah, and has no din of Chalois Kisvi HaKadosh under whatsoever. Secondly, according to Abalazim Madoi, he says it is included in Kisvi HaKadosh. The Gemara says in Baal Basra, on Daf Yudalid, when the Gemara discusses Sidrun Shel Ksuvim, and it mentions there Megillas Esther. So according to Rabbi Elazar Modoi, Esther's Metamasi Adayim, it's included in Kisvi HaKadosh, and that Ksiva was made by Anshei Sagdela once they came together, after they came to Eretz Yisrael, because Nevuah could not be written down in Chutz Aretz, and that's the Pashas of the Suvya Megillah Daf Zayin. The Esther wrote the Megillah, the Shana Abba, the Pasuk says, Vatichtov Esther, Hamalka Bas Avichayil, Mesmolach HaYudi, Kol Tokef. But Esther now asked the Chacham, Kisun in the Doros. Means after a number of years when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, she wanted, now she has Sagdela, that she write the Megillah Esther, Baruch HaKodesh, as part of Kisvi HaKodesh. That's how the Briskov learns the Tahalich Shel Advorim. And that's what Rabbi Elazar HaModoi answered, Ksov Zosi Koran Basefer, Basefer Mashekosev in Megillah, that essentially Nitan Likosev, and it's included in Kal Kisvi HaKodesh. So it comes out, based on the Briskov, that even according to Shmuel, who said that Megillah Esther was not said, Lo Nimra, Likosev B'Kisvi HaKodesh, but as a din of Ksiva by itself, a din of Ksiva Samegillah. And since at the end of the day, even Shmuel holds it was said Baruch HaKodesh, as the Gemara proves, and it has a din ksiva al pi Mordechai v'Esther, that they initially, that's what they wanted to happen. So even though it was not nitan likaseh b'kisvi HaKadosh, the time I say adayim, but the etzem hadovar, that it was written al pi Mordechai v'Esther, so it's no longer called Torah Shebal Peh. It's varim Shebal Peh, that have a din ksiva, at least for that period of time, and therefore nemra lichtov, and Tosfos holds that according to Shmuel, muta likrosu b'chsav, the Gamut of the Cross of Alpeh. And therefore, you have to say the Yerushalmi that I cited in the very beginning of Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph Aleph, is going according to Shmuel, that he holds that since it was only said Likros, but it's not Bichlal Kisvi HaKadosh, the Tamasei Adayim, so therefore the Megillah is Lo Nitan Lidarish Klal, because we're only allowed to darshan that which was canonized as part of Kisvi HaKadosh. And that's the Gzera Shava that Yerushalmi quotes, Divrei Shalom v'Emes, and the Pasuk Emes Kenei v'Yom Timkar, that the Megillah is also Nitan Lidarish. But again, Nitan Lidarish, yes. But Be'etzem, we're talking about Dvarim Shebal Peh. So the Havamina was that only Kisvi HaKadosh is Nitan Lidarish, and not a Megillah, because it's Dvarim Shebal Peh. And that's what we learn out. Hakol B'chsav Mi'ad Hashem Alai Hiskil, that Yerushalmi quotes, Mikan Shenitan Lidarish. So therefore it comes out that Yerushalmi, even according to the way we paskin, not like Shmuel, but Kabbalah and Amadoi, the Megillah Nitna Likasi Baruch HaKodesh is included in Kisvi HaKodesh. And that's what the Briskov in the Sefer explains the Gemara Megillah, that after Zayin and Beis, the Gemara Darshan, Divrei Shalom Be'emes, Balamish Yetzvicha Sirtut Kamidah Shal Torah. So Rashi and the Rambam understand that like a Sefer Torah that requires Sirta, Dalal HaMashem Sinai, And right away, Rishonim ask the Kasha, Taisa Melachos, Daf Amabez, Amabez, and other Rishonim ask from the Gemara and Daf Yutessa Megillah, Megillah Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Zigeres. It has two terms that are associated with, that are conferred upon it. It's called the Sefer, that in Tafra B'chute Pishnim Sula, if I sew up the Megillah B'chutim of Pishnim of flax, it's possible. So if you want to say that the din of Sirta of the Megillah is learned out from Sefer Torah, why do I need a pasuk of Dibur Shalom Be'emes? It should in fact be included, be subsumed under the rubric of Sefer. Just like a Sefer requires Tfira Begin, a Sefer Torah, so too the same thing should apply to, in effect, a Megillah that has the same din of Sirtot like a Sefer Torah. So the Biskov answers, based on the Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Megillah Alachates, that the Rambam says, in Kosinus HaMegillah Ela B'dyo, a Megillah requires a certain kind of ink, alakvil or alaklav, kesevet Torah, utzricha sirtot ketorah atzma. The lashon of the Rambam is striking. A Megillah requires sirtot ketorah atzma. So why is it that there got to be certain halachos that you require gvil and klaf, and you require that it be sown begidden? The lashon of the Rambam is kesevet Torah. The gabi the din of sirtot, the Rambam says, the Gabi the Din of Sirta, the Rambam says, you need Sirta to say Betura Atzma. Why is there such a distinction between the Shomas of the Rambam? So the Rishkov learns that from there, the Aloha that say Betura requires Sirta is not really one of the Dinim that is embedded in the Dinim say Betura. That Yisod refers to the Torah itself. That when the Torah is written, I say, the Torah is written, it has to be written, the Ksiva has to be with Sirtot. And he explains with that, the Rambam Perek Alf Chesvin Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shein Kaisi Zeri Torah, V'le Mezuzi Ela B'Sirtot, Abel Tfilin Ein Tzorach Sirtot, L'Pi Shein Mechupin. Tfilin doesn't require Sirtot because it's covered. There's the Iker Din of Sirtot, it's not totally at, in the Din of Sefer Torah Mezuzah. The Galocha was said of the Torah itself. Torah requires Sirtot in the Ksiva of Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are called Ksivas Sefer Torah. We're writing Psukim from the Torah. Memele, Tfilin, if the Din of Sirtot would be relevant, and Echonami, it would also be under the same category. However, because it's Mechupin, therefore, Tfilin doesn't have that particular Alocha. And therefore, the Briskov says, the fact that Megillah is called a Sefer, and we darshim the Pasuk Dibre Shalom Ve'emes, Harei Kamid Shal Torah, there are two separate halachas, Tzvei Dinim. They're not really connected to each other. The fact that the Megillah is called a Sefer is relevant to the Dinim, as I said, regarding a Sefer Torah. And it's totally in this shame Sefer Torah that exists vis-a-vis the Megillah. And that's why it's called Sefer. The din of Megillah, din Sefer Torah, applies in effect in all these areas. And yet, when we darshan the pasuk, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Hu Adin, Kamida Shel Torah, that the Megillah is like Kamida Shel Torah, that's a Gabi Sirtot. Sirtot is not a din in the Sefer Torah. Sirtot is a din in Torah Atzma. Torah Atzma Tzvicha Sirtot. Torah itself has to be written by Sirtot. That's the pasuk of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. That even the pasuk in the Megillah, Hu Adin, Kedivrei Torah, has to be written by Sirtot. So in effect, the halacha of Divrei Shalom Be'emes, that Harei Kamid Shel Torah, was never said on the Megillah itself. It was only said on that which is written in the Megillah, which are the Divrei Torah that got me sirtot. But the din itself, of Megillah, Miksivasa, Tzivasa, and the Pasuk of Sefer, that's in effect coming to teach this halacha. So it comes out, this is exactly what the Yerushalmi has in mind. Yerushalmi Perek Avach Aleph, and the Yerushalmi says that Divrei Shalom Be'emes, and it says Emes Kenevi Al Timkar Agzera Shava, Hareyu Kamida Shel Torah Ma Zot Tzvicha Sirtot Av Zot Tzvicha Sirtot. Just like I said, the Torah requires Sirtot, the Megillah requires it. Ma Zot Nita Lidaresh Av Zot Nita Lidaresh. So you see it exactly in Yerushalmi what the Briskov is saying, that Megillah's Kamida Shel Torah does not refer to the Megillah itself, but only Al Advarim Haksuvim Be Megillah Shem Kidivrei Torah. That which is written in the Megillah has a status of Divrei Torah. And Nitnu Lidoresh. And Yerushalmi includes the din of Sirtot among the halachas of Nitnu Lidoresh. because that sirtut is also totally on the same yesod. That's what the Rambam writes. That sirtut is required ketorah atzma. So now the Tosfos kasha that he asked, why do I need a pasuk divrei shalom ve'emes that you require sirtut? Why can we learn it out from the fact that it says sefer? And the answer is no. The fact that it's called sefer is only the God be certain dinim that are totally in the sefer Torah. But the din of sirtut is not totally in the sefer Torah. It's referring to the Torah itself. That we don't learn out from the pasuk of sefer. Only from the pasuk of divrei shalom ve'emes. And therefore, that's why sirtut is going to be required. And I saw, in the name of HaGoyin Avraham Gurovitz, Rashiv of Gated, that he brings to the Meiri in Kiyat Sefer, Mama Rishon Chelik Gimel, the following. He writes, V'yafim HaSechaz Megillah, the Gemara says in Megillah, Adav Tezayinu Mebeiz, Megillah Tzvich HaSirtut, Kamidah Shal Torah. Says the Meiri, U'pir Shubok Doli Rabbonim, how did Rishonim explain this language of the Gemara? That Megillah requires Sirtut Kamidah Shal Torah, Ketorah Atzma. Just like the Yerushalmi says, Ne'ema Kandim Shalom Emes. V'ne'ema Lahalon Emes Kenevi Al Timkor. Ma'zo Tzvicha Sirtut Avzo Kain. V'chein Ma'zo Nitna Lidoresh Avzo Kain. Alma Sevetor Tzvicha Sirtut. So now the Meiri goes on and says that how could people write that there's no sirtut for the Sefer Torah. And he explains when the Gemara says in Megillah, the Arei Kamidah Shel Torah, Kimezuzah Atzma. The Megillah is compared to like a mezuzah, Shepash Yoseh, Yisayid HaTorah V'ikwa. B'lo'ein, says the Meiri, El Shemivin Rayim Mokam Shebonu, V'hu Sh'im HaTorah Tzvicha Sirtut, if the Torah requires sirtut, Ma Hu Tzrachnu L'lamdam Gzer Shabbat Shal Emes Emes, why do we need the Gzer Shava? Hayalem Lomam Neshan Nikra Sefer. Because there's a din of a Sefer Torah. And he writes, Ula Daiti Ein Zer Klum. Shein Mila Sefer Mechayev Es Klum Elam Kein Begufa Oro Aksiva. Sefer refers to the actual physical element. Namely, the Gufa Or, the parchment, or the Ksiva. Aval Asir Tot Ein Yinyin Sefer Mochiach Bo Klum. Shekol she'or roi o haksiva ruya sefer mikri heim besirtut ain shalom besirtut. Sirtut has nothing to do with sefer. The idea of sefer is not mechayev sirtut at all. And that's why there's a need to learn out the Megillah from Gezeirah Shavah. And even the Yerushalmi, in effect, that says kamidah shel Torah, so the Meiri points out Moshe be'elozer the Sea of Eda, that even though Megillah so, in fact, what the Kiyas Sefer of the Meiri is saying is exactly as the Briskov commented. Amazing. The same yisod, the same idea is being expressed, in effect, by the Meiri in the Kiyas Sefer, that this halacha of Sirtut is nothing to do with the din of a Sefer Torah, but it's a separate halacha in the Torah itself, that Sirtut is required, Kamita Shol Torah. So, this Yisod is a very beautiful Yisod, Yisod of the Briskov, and explains very nicely the different Mekairas that we saw in the course of this discussion, and also the Gemara and Megillah, and Avzayin, Kisun and the Doros, and a whole series of questions on the Balei HaTosfos, who understand this concept of Nemer Lichter or Glikrois for the Lichtaiv, Mashra the Mutta, the Quest of Balpeh, seems to be in contradiction to many, many Gemaras of Megillah, but based on Biskarov, that there are two aspects, two dinim, involving Ksivs of Megillah. One is the reading of a Megillah that's Nichtav Kiksivs of Megillah. That's a separate halacha, has no connection to Ksiv of Kisvi HaKedesh. That's one halacha. And then, as we pointed out in the Biskarov, that is the second din. You know, there are dinim that are novea mi sefer, and there are dinim of ksiva that are novea not from sefer, but something that's not necessarily part of Kisvi HaKadosh. And that's exactly what we will, in effect, utilize in order to be miyashev many of these kashas that were asked by Digdolim on what seems to be discrepancies in different areas of Chazal. So it's kedai to be ma'ayin in the Briskov, in the Yerushalmi Perek Alvech's Megillah Alach Aleph, the Gemara Megillah Dazayin with Aleph, and the different Balei HaTzeisis. And with that, we can be Yashiv many of these questions. Kol Tzuv.